morning.
So today's gospel features a man who is very concerned, very afraid, very troubled about the future. And I hear that actually all week long from different people. They're concerned and worried about the economy or the war in Ukraine or politics. People are worried about the future in our world as well. But a little bit closer to home, this man isn't worried about those things. He's worried about his own future because he's about to be fired. Because he was a cheat. He worked for a boss and he was overcharging. He was caught cheating. And then amazingly, he calls in all of his boss's clients and he cuts their bills in half. It's almost like he's cheating again. And Jesus praises the man. Now I can tell you, probably by the way, this gospel comes in two sections, a longer form and a shorter form. And the shorter form doesn't have the story about the man. And I will bet 9 out of 10 parishes in America, most priests don't tell the story of the unjust steward because it's very confusing. It seems like Jesus is praising someone who's cheating. But I remember in the seminary, I was told that whenever there is a troubling gospel, whenever there is something in the gospel that seems very strange, pay attention, because that often has the biggest wisdom of all, and as this gospel does. So here we have a man who is cutting all of his boss's bills in half. And some scholars think that what he was actually doing is he had been overcharging them, and now that he's been caught, he's had a change of heart. And since he was overcharging them before, he simply drops their bill back to the actual real cost before, what was actually owed, kind of a fit of honesty. And that's a beautiful thing. But he was actually doing this with someone else's money. So it seems like he's still a cheat. And that's where the message of the gospel is so profound. He is doing something good with someone else's money that's not his. And we do the same in our faith with God's love. God's love is not something that we have earned. It's not something that we own. It's not something that is owed to us. It's a free gift. It doesn't belong to us. It's a free gift from God. It belongs to Him, and yet it comes to us, and we can do some good with God's love in our heart, with God's grace. This man is doing something good with someone else's money. We are called to do something good with someone else's grace, the grace that comes from God, the love that comes from God. And that's why this parable is so powerful. That's what we try to do here at St. Bruno. We try to instill that love of God in our over 320 students in our elementary school, or our 500 students in our School of Religious Ed, or all in our Bible studies that you'll hear about later at this Mass. And especially at Mass, because what happens at Mass is the same thing that is talked about in this gospel. I will say, this is my body and this is my blood. This is the entire person of Jesus, and he's going to be placed into your hands. Not because it's owed to you, not because you demand it. It's a free gift, and that taking that free gift, that something that belongs to someone else, we are called to do something beautiful with it. Now, maybe you can't change the war in Ukraine. Maybe you can't change politics. I don't think anyone can. Maybe you can't change the economy. But you can change your world, the world in which you live, which is your family and your friends, the people that you personally come into contact with, and you're going to be using someone else's money. You're going to be using this free gift of God's love and His grace that can pour into your heart, and hopefully that will inspire you to do good in your world. And if you do, Jesus will certainly praise that.